We are immersed in basketball during Super Bowl week. How is it possible? All right, we have Super Bowl things, and we are going to do them today, but then North Carolina went out to Winston-Salem and got run over by a truck. Damari Monsanto is good, people. I mean, Wake's good. I mean, they've got work to do to get into the NCAA tournament, but I think Wake Forest's pretty good. Picked up their fifth quad one or quad two win of the season. Only one of those is a quad one win, but, you know, they are 16-9, which is a record basically the same as North Carolina's 15-9. And Carolina's also got just one quad one win. But we'll see how it plays out the last 3.5 weeks of the season, then the tournament. But I think Wake's pretty good. They certainly looked good last night. Adam Smith inside Carolina joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. All right, my friend, what has happened to the Tar Heels? Or is this basically the same team we've actually watched all year?
Good gosh. That's an open-ended question.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Let me give you some bad radio by just saying, good gosh.
It's great radio.
You're right. It is the same team that we've watched all season. You're right. That they have not – this UNC team has not proven themselves to be any different than what we saw last night or what we saw against Pitt last week or what we saw against Duke. That's who they are. I don't know why all of us, I feel like, think that, you know, there is a much higher ceiling there somewhere. I guess because four of these guys were on the team that was leading Kansas by 15 in the national championship game,
right,
last season. But it's kind of interesting that you say it like that, because since this group started playing 4 months ago, I think it was exactly 4 months ago last night, they have not proven themselves to be any different than what they are, and the length of concerns and issues is only growing.
Adam Smith from Inside Carolina, if you want to follow him on Twitter, and you should, @Adam_Smith_IC. All right, so you like Victoria. Victoria's got like 16 underscores in her Twitter, so I don't know how you managed to steal underscores from her, but good for you. The thing about this North Carolina team, we kept hearing it, they're preseason number one. Well, I mean, they returned 80% of their starting lineup from last year's team that, as you said, led Kansas by 15 in the title game. And their best sub from last year also is back. So logically, they should have been number one. But then you go back and for about however long the season is, let's say the season is 5 months. So for 3.5 months, they were at best a bubble team. And then they had a couple of good wins. They had the win at Duke, which is the ultimate party pooper. And then what happened in the NCAA tournament. And we just assigned that to this group. And even if they were good all year long, I mean, hasn't history shown us that in most cases, not in the case of Florida, you know, in 06 and 07 or Duke in 91 and 92, but in most cases, no matter whether or not it's the same team, it's a different team. And why haven't, I don't know, maybe we probably should have all paid more attention to that.
I can just agree with you if you want me to. I can. It's like an Ed McMahon situation.
I'm
here.
I'm sorry. Like, I should stop talking and just let Adam Smith tell us things, and then I can go, yeah.
No. Right. I mean, this is your show.
No.
Like, you're doing a great job, AG.
Thank you. It's terrible.
Yeah, I feel like I should be like Andy Richter on a couch or something, just cheering you on.
Well, tell me about Caleb Love. Can you take anything out of the last 8 minutes of Caleb Love?
I don't think so. I mean, last night, about last night, .. My goodness. I mean, you know, so when we talked to UNC's players after the Duke game on Saturday night, we talked to Caleb, we talked to RJ, we talked to Armando, and I wrote a thing that RJ and Caleb vowed, was the word I used, that time was not running out and that they would be better. And honestly, I wasn't looking to go there. I asked Caleb, you scored 57 points, which was their season low at Duke. Mm-hmm. They shot the ball terribly. And I just said, what did you think were the issues offensively, other than the fact that I felt like Duke guarded them really hard? And he went on this speech about how he has to be better. So he was vowing to me, AG. So okay. That's what I heard from him. So they did all that Saturday night, and I guess I believed them. And then they come into the game, which it wasn't going to be easy. I mean, Wake is a tough place to play, and Wake is a good team.
I think so.
Especially in Winston. And Caleb started 0 for 9 from the field, and RJ started 1 for 5. And, I mean, it was a no-show in the first half from UNC. And Carolina beat Wake early in the season in Chapel Hill, and there was a point in the season where UNC had won 4 straight games, and they had won 10 of their last 12. And the most recent loss in that stretch was Armando didn't play at UVA when he got hurt in the first 78 seconds. And they looked like they were putting together a nice little sort of stretch of momentum. And then Judah Mintz popped RJ Davis in the face at the end of the Syracuse game. And they just sort of weren't right ever since there, where they've lost the last 3 games since then. So it's been a team that's been hard to figure. And then last night there was the clearing the air talk that Hubert Davis had for 37 minutes by our count at Wake.
Wait, the locker room was closed for 37 minutes for North Carolina? Was it that long? I mean, the only thing I know is social media gave me sound because I was already onto the state game and I got to everything late. I apologize for them to you for keeping you out later than you needed to be, family man. All right, so is there an issue with this team in terms of chemistry? In terms of, like, I think they like each other, but do they like each other?
I would encourage your listeners to go to InsideCarolina.com. We have there is an exhaustive amount of stuff there. Yeah, I mean, it sort of all came to a head last night in the post game. I mean, you know how the setup is at Wake. You know, the room where you work there is quite literally right across the hall from the visiting locker room, and you could take 4 steps out and be inside that locker room. And, you know, after the game's over, you finish the story you have to finish at the buzzer. You're hustling down there. I'm always feeling like I'm about to miss something.
Right.
I didn't miss a thing because we waited for darn near 40 minutes before anyone came out. And it was kind of interesting. You know, Armando finally came out and he looked at all of us and he goes, I'll be with you in just a second, and went and talked to his family for a little bit and then came back and just unloaded, you know, with what he had to say. And today is Wednesday. Carolina has a mandatory NCAA mandatory day off today to rest. Okay. And Armando said, among many things, you know, if you don't want to be here, don't show up on Thursday. 'Cause I'm not a quitter and I love this university. No one asked him if he was a quitter. It was my question. I said, right. What did you say in there? 'Cause you guys were in there a long time. And he said a lot. And then Hubert came in. It was 50 minutes after the game ended that we talked to Hubert.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a lot. It was a lot. I'm telling you, it was a lot to unpack, as you all might say. Hubert was very quiet and very measured with his words. I wrote that he chose his words carefully.
He did.
And yeah, there's a lot. There was a lot there. And Armando and, you know, RJ said it was the low point of the season. Armando said, we need to improve our chemistry. Brendan Marks of The Athletic asked Hubert if he agreed with Armando about the chemistry. He said yes. And then he didn't say what was wrong. I mean, it's just a whole – in addition to getting boat raced by Wake last night, you know, you had all this.
We really don't have much more time, but I have two things I wanted. No. I See, I talked too much before, and I appreciate you reminding me that. Is there still time for this team? Because their resume is terrible. I mean, it's an empty resume. They've just eaten donuts all year long. They have one good. Who's their best win? State, right?
NC State, Ohio State, Michigan.
What's Ohio State's record? Yeah, College of Charleston might be the second best win. Is there still time for them to get it together? I still think they're going to make the tournament unless they continue to go south. But is there time for them to get it together to look like the good team that they can be?
Well, I mean, the answer is yes. I mean, although to go back to how we started, they've given you no evidence that you should, I guess, if you just want to hope against hope. But the weird thing is, or the interesting thing is, you know, they went to Wake last season and they got absolutely blasted by 22 points. I mean, they got destroyed. And of course, it ended up being one of the turning points of the season.
Wasn't that right after the Miami debacle?
They lost exactly. They lost to Miami and Wake in the same week by more than 20 points.
Yeah.
And it looked bad. And here's the thing. 2 days later, Dawson Garcia left the team. I don't know if they need to have Dawson Garcia come back and then leave again. I don't think you can do that. There's seven games. UNC has seven games left in the regular season, and it is in terms of the final 10 games, it's the hardest schedule in the ACC.
Yep.
So it is in no way going to be easy at all, but the games are there to win to get them in a fine place. Lenardi had them as a 9 seed going into last night. They obviously did not help their case with last night by any stretch. So they're worse off than they were at this time yesterday. But, you know, Clemson is coming. Miami is coming. A second game against UVA is coming. They will be in Raleigh, as you very well know,
absolutely,
on February 19th. I mean, there are a lot of games that can help them. They have to win them, though.
Yeah, they don't have to win all of them. They got to win some of them. They got to win a couple, probably two of them. Otherwise, we might be heading to Greensboro with North Carolina needing to win, four of them, which would be absolutely crazy. All right, I've completely, we've talked ourselves silly. Adam Smith, you're a gentleman. I appreciate your time. @Adam_Smith_IC. I'll talk to you very soon. Thanks, bro.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
You got it. Adam Smith from Inside Carolina.